Thank you and good morning. The investigation into the cause of the fire that claimed a life on Sunday morning at a residence on West End Road in Arcata continues. When firefighters arrived on scene, they found the garage fully engulfed and fire cutting off a rear entrance as well. Due to a lack of hydrants in the area, Arcata Fire called for mutual support and needed to use water tenders to bring water to the scene of the blaze in the 9,000 block of West End Road. Dozens of trucks, including four water tenders, responded, and Arcata Fire received assistance from Humboldt Bay and CAL FIRE, along with volunteers from Fieldbrook, Blue Lake, and Samoa. Due to a lack of a steady source of water, firefighters were forced into a defensive posture until the fire was knocked down far enough to perform an interior search. The body of the victim was discovered, and the investigation into the cause is underway. Sheriff's detectives and officers from the State Department of Justice are searching for a suspect in connection with the shooting death of a man in his 50s who was shot in the chest on Friday night in Alder Point. Sheriff's deputies, CHP officers, and Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies all responded to the scene, and the victim was being prepared to be airlifted to Santa Rosa Hospital when he succumbed to his wounds. There are a few other details available at this time, but sheriff's detectives have opened an investigation, and the search for the shooter continues. Anyone with information about the suspect or the shooting incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office, with help from CAL FIRE, served search warrants at five properties in the Burr Valley last week and confiscated more than 5,000 growing marijuana plants. Along with the growing plants, deputies recovered more than 500 pounds of processed bud, hash and hash oil, firearms, and paraphernalia. At the first site, deputies arrested five suspects, all from Florida, who told investigators they spend the summer growing in Humboldt and then spend the winter in Florida. All five face cultivation and possession charges, along with environmental charges related to the use of a diesel generator and the pollution of a stream. Suspects have been identified with three of the other sites, and warrants have been issued for their arrest, including a local man and a resident of Las Vegas. All the suspects face cultivation, possession for sale, and environmental charges related to the grow sites. It's taken a little over 2 years to complete upgrades to the chip dock at Samoa, but Green Diamond Resource Company announced that the work has been completed, and that means the resumption of the shipping of wood chips from the bay. The cargo ship Crimson Polaris arrives in port today to collect a load of wood chips, and Green Diamond Vice President Neil Ewald said in a statement that the revitalization is providing much-needed infrastructure support for the local timber industry. There are 12 full-time workers employed at the chip dock, with as many as 20 employees involved in ship loading, along with longshoremen, truckers, and tugboat operators. Harbor CEO Jack Kreider said in a statement that Green Diamond's chip dock is an important part of the rebuilding effort that will provide for increased shipping in the port of Humboldt. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we hit the halfway point of the summer, many Humboldt County students, along with faculty, are preparing themselves for the arrival of the school year. However, it's not only students and teachers that are getting ready for the upcoming year. The infrastructure of the schools themselves must be taken into account. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck visited Talk Shop on Thursday and spoke about his district's process for conducting infrastructure assessment.
The program we have is what's called site facility visits, and my chief business official, Paul Ziegler, goes out twice a year with our director of maintenance and our transportation supervisor, who also oversees custodial. Not only do they visit the site, they look for deficiencies in areas that the sites are doing very well in maintenance, and then they create lists at each site, and then those lists get prioritized and scheduled out as far as when we will take care of some of the things that are on the list.
Van Vleck went on to explain one project in particular that will help save the district valuable time.
We're doing a lot of mow strips around the district, and the advantage of that is it cuts down our time in order to go in and mow at sites, so they can take the riding mower, mow right up to the strip. They don't have to do all the edging and weeding and all that stuff in planters, so it's a short-term investment to cut down on our time across the district.
The first day of school for the Eureka City School District is August 18th. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.